of Chris Thomas tonight
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, lines are full, so let's keep talking Falcons. 404-726-0929. Sometimes you just stumble on one, and that's exactly what happened today. And I'm glad we did, because I always love talking Falcons football with you, even on a championship Saturday. I wasn't sure how many people would be wanting to talk Falcons today because of all the college football, but when I see lines are full, let's go. You got it. 404-726-0929. Appropriately enough, let's start it off with Luke and Flowery Branch.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Luke?
Hey, man. So when you started the show, you mentioned you and your counterpart there were mentioning, like, hey, if someone gave you free tickets, would you even go? Well, one of my best friends is a season ticket holder, and we go to a lot of games. Well, she got selected to even do the flag on the field before the game. And I was like, look, Saturday, we got the SEC championship. I want to enjoy the night. You know, I don't really want to get up and stress the Falcons on a Sunday. So I had to decline. It's really sad, man. I love my Dirty Birds. I love the Bens. The fans want the team so bad. You can feel it. Just each year, man, it's just
well,
the
that's
same
the thing,
story.
Luke, especially for you being all the way out of Flowery Branch, that's a hell of a commute to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
2 miles from the training camp. I mean, I pass it every day. I met the boys at Buffalo's before the season, and we were all, you know, anticipating a good year. But, you know, hopefully the dogs can handle things tonight, because if not, man, we're going to be down bad in Georgia. You have a good weekend, buddy. Love the show. Love you guys. And sick them.
Yeah, man. Hopefully the dogs do come through tonight. I think they will. We talked to Rusty Manziel. We'll let you hear that conversation coming up in just a little bit. I'm very bullish on the dogs, pun intended, in this game. I just think that they're the better team. They've been playing the better ball. And with a week, actually more than a week, to prepare to replace Bobo at center, I think the offense will be fine. Let's go to John in LaGrange. John.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
What's up, John?
You know, my take is this. You know, you got a lot of people who are delusional. And it's sad when it's not the fan base that's delusional. I think your front office is delusional, and they think everything's fine. And that's Raheem included, you know, with thinking of the bullets. It's kind of like that guy. You remember The Natural, the baseball movie?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
When they bring in the doctor, and he says, losing is a disease.
Yeah.
And Roy Hobbs is like, this is horse crap. I don't need this. I need somebody to lead. And that's what they're missing. They're missing a leader. I don't even know who an alpha is. Who's the alpha? Who's the alpha on the Falcons? They need a leader to stand up and throw a chair and say, this is crap. And I don't think Arthur's got too many more Christmases in him. How old is he? I would be making some changes, my friend.
Yeah,
anyway,
no.
Anyway, that's my take.
Appreciate it. Listen, here's the thing. They don't have a leader. Drake London is a leader, but he's a wide receiver and he's not playing right now. Bijan Robinson is a leader, but he's not that type of guy. And Raheem Morris has come on these airwaves and said, I'm not that guy. That's just not who I am. I don't operate like that, and I don't want to operate like that. His stance is, you know, if I yell and scream into the caller's point, to John's point, and start throwing chairs, what good is that going to do? That was his exact quote to Dukes and Bell just a couple of weeks ago. So you're right. He's not that guy. Stan is in Norcross. Stan.
Yo, what's going on, Turtle?
Yo, what up,
Stan? So, I don't really got too much to say. I just have a question. And I'm not trying to make any comparisons. I just want to make sure we're clear on that. So I just saw either a day ago or 2 days ago that the NFL posted that Dan Campbell, I'm pretty sure, went, 4-10 or something like that, or 0-10 with the Lions a few years ago.
Yeah, and they wound up winning. They wound up going 3-3 in their last six games.
Okay. So my thing is, like, if they kept Dan, and I promise I'm not trying to make a comparison because they are faring way better than our team is right now. But how come we can't keep Raheem? I mean, I'm just asking. That's it.
No, I appreciate the phone call. It's a fine question to ask. You're allowed to ask it. But I would just say this. Raheem Morris's body of work at this point, everybody speaks for itself. You guys realize he's 25 games under 500 as a head coach. I believe that's the worst record right now going in the NFL. It's probably not close, I would think. It's just not good, and that would be the difference. It's sample size, right? Dan Campbell didn't have a sample size. What was he? Josh, Dan Campbell was the interim in Miami for like 5 seconds, and that was it.
Yeah.
And that was years ago.
Yeah, that was a while
so
ago.
So Raheem doesn't get the benefit of the doubt there. I'm sorry. Like, that's the difference to me. And Stan, that's why I would say he doesn't deserve to come back. He doesn't deserve that next. He's had his chance. This was his chance. The last 2 years were his chance, and it's gone epically awful. Collins and Woodstock. Colin.
Yep. Hello.
Yeah, Colin, go ahead.
Hey, I grew up playing soccer. I didn't actually get interested in football until I started a brand-new Catholic school, Blessed Trinity, up in Roswell. Great athletic program now. Athletic director looked at me in the eye and said, "You play football?" I said, "No, I'm a soccer player." "You play football." Became interested in football. Been a huge Falcons fan since about 2001. Mike Vick came in, excited this team, and I've been a diehard since then. And now it's to the point where, like, it's not even what I go to the game. It's what I stay up to watch the whole game. You know, I work a full-time job, and my wife knows to feed me before halftime. That way I can fall asleep during halftime and wake up at the end of the fourth quarter and be like, damn, Falcons done, Falconed it up. All right. So, yeah, it's a tough team to follow, a tough team to love. You know, still got to watch some of it. I'll be watching tomorrow, but I just have no interest in it, like, anymore.
And I appreciate the call. When you don't make the playoffs for 8 straight years, it's hard to keep a vested interest. How can you blame them? Anybody who feels like our last caller's point, how can I sit here and blame you and tell you to – no, you're not being a real fan. Dude, 8 years without the playoffs sucks. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that here for you just because I'm on the radio. No way. Like, I'm not trying to sit here and defend it at all. The opposite. We're trying to turn this thing around and use our collective voice, right, to encourage, you know, this team to do the things that need to be done. And I think the message from the fans today, as we stumbled upon this topic, has been loud and clear about how they feel about the way things are going right now, and rightfully so. You have every right to feel that way, whether it's indifferent, angry, frustrated, depressed. We've run the gamut. And whatever feeling you're feeling is more than justified. More than justified. Weens is indicator. Weens.
Turtle, what's going on, brother?
What up, man?
Hey, man, look, so I got 2 points, man. First one is, I remember when I was working at Big Lots with 3 of my best friends, man. We all got fired. You know why? Because we rarely got any work done. And I think everybody's kind of mad at Arthur because he allowed Rod to come in and hire his friends who had no experience, man, with their positions. And this is the result that we got here. And I think everybody's kind of scratching their heads at Arthur like, hey, you run a multi-million, billion-dollar business with the Falcons, with Home Depot. What are you doing here? You can't see that this guy doesn't know what he's doing? And I think that's where everybody's kind of ticked off, and that's the first point. And two, to the other caller, man, no, Raheem does not deserve another year, okay? When you can't make a decision, he showed us he couldn't make important decisions. He couldn't make a decision on Kirk Cousins. He couldn't make a decision this year on taking out Penix and putting Kirk Cousins back in. He can't make a decision on taking out this crap guy that we got returning the ball for us on special teams. He has let him blow 2 of the last games. So, no, we cannot afford to keep Ra here. All right? We got too much talent. All we need now is the coaching. For years, the Falcons has had decent coaching with not enough talent. Now we got enough talent, and we don't have the coaching to be able to coach it up. I'm done, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Good stuff there. 404-726-0929. It's hard to argue with any of it. But again, I think when you say Arthur Blank, it's really more about the circle of trust that he employs and implores to tell him the right way to go with the football team. Again, Arthur Blank is not saying the example I use, put Charlie Warner in the offense more. You know, give Bijan Robinson more touches. Don't run so much pistol. That's not Arthur Blank. But what Arthur Blank does need to do, again, is take a long, hard look in the mirror about the people that he's letting implore him to make football decisions. TJ's in Atlanta. TJ.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
What do you got for us?
I have a different outlook on everything. And I know everybody, you know, wants the coach to be fired and whatever, whatever. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow. And I really didn't want to go at first because my friend had season tickets. He's a season ticket holder, and him and his wife usually go every Sunday. She can't go. He called me to ask me, did I want to go? And at first I was like, oh, no, I want to go. Seahawks, they're going to blow us up. But I don't know. I just got a different outlook. I'm going to go try to have fun, try to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I appreciate the call. Like, Josh, it almost sounded like he's like, yeah, I feel bad that I'm rooting for my team. Like, no, of course you can root for your team.
You got to root for the team, man. Look, I'm sorry, but as somebody who has dealt with the struggle and the suffering of a losing franchise, you still have to have that optimism. You still have to be behind your team 100%. I understand that things are not going the way that you want them to, but if you are a fan, then you will stick it out and you will root for your team.
Yeah, like it's your prerogative not to go. But if you're going to go, like TJ decided to go, root for your team. You're there. Root for the team. TJ, there's nothing wrong with going tomorrow. Enjoy it. The Benz is awesome. As we said, the best food prices in the NFL. There's nothing wrong with go. If you're going to go, do it. Wear the jersey. Wear the hat. Root. Get everything going. Hoot and holler. Get loud.
There'll be another season, okay? Yes, it didn't work out the way y'all wanted it to work out, but there will be another season.
Exactly. And if you're choosing not to go, that's also your prerogative. And I totally understand. Alvin and Jonesboro, hang tight. We'll get to you when we get back. Also, Jeremy Johnson stops by Dogs HQ to preview the game that is an hour and a half away. Chris Thomas tonight.